Okay, so we're holding on page 976 of Parshas Ekev. It's in the pasuk says, "V'yadatem levavcha, you'll know in your heart, ki kasha yase ish es benoi, as a person disciplines his son, Hashem lekechem yaseka sotak HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disciplining you and bringing pain to you, suffering to you." So the Ran says as follows: "V'yadatem levavcha kasha yase ish benoi Hashem lekechem yaseka." This is an understanding of our perspective on divine punishment. Dimyan zehu, kashem yisbar shema b'musa yisano shnei dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, his punishments are really there to take care of two things. Kashe yishrem av b'yasi b'noi. The same as when a father is, when a father inflicts discipline and pain on his child. Echad mehem, the first one is, shelo yanishenu l'olam b'musro. Onesh yashav l'davar shechata boy. A father will never punish a child a punishment equal to what he did. For instance, kim chet chat mavotei misenu. If he sins something which deserves death, he's not going to kill him. And if he sinned something that should get malchus, let's discuss this a second. Imagine a kid has a habit of running into the street. So I will give him a big patch every time my foot goes into the street. Why? Because going to the street, you might get killed, chas v'shalom. So I'm going to give you pain to stop him doing it. It would make no sense in the world to say, well, since running to the street could make you get killed, I'm going to kill you. It doesn't make any sense. If, let's say, touching some wire will give him pain, obviously the pain that I will inflict on him will be of a lesser nature to stop him from it. It doesn't make sense that I would give him the same pain. You know, in Hainov, there was once a kid, Lolena, that was run over and killed. And one of my nephews, who was a very young kid at the time, came running home to tell about it. And his version of the story was, there was a kid that ran into the street, and a car came and gave him a patch as a punishment for running into the street. Sort of confused the bad that would come out of going to the street with the punishment. It was one and same for him. So first thing is, the punishment is always, by definition, less to prevent him from the worst problem. Vashenihu, she'ein ho'enesh shemanesh avetz b'noi mechuvan la'atzmoi. The father is never doing it for himself. Avul l'hayshes b'noi is doing it for the child. Ad, shem yira la'av sheben ischad ha'asher asef sheshech yoid, le'eshen olav. Avul yisrach b'ein she'ein esrach la'koisei. If the father sees that the son has charata, and he's doing good, he's not going to punish him. Kain Musa Hashem Yisbarach Amon Noeg Beil Hashem Yisbarach V'Shavah. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Musa is with us. Harishon, first of all, She'eino Manish Ha'odom La'olom Onesh Shav L'Chatov. He never punishes a person a punishment that is equal to his sins. K'mo She'kotzev Lo'icha Chateino Tzolonu Lo'icha Ratzeinu Gov L'Leinu. Ama Ezek Ka'ato L'Kim Chashachta L'Mata Me'avaneinu Natata on a plate kazois. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always, the punishment will always be at least a step less than the consequence of the avera. Vashenihu, she'ein ha'oine shabam shalom adam mechuvim la'atzmoy, av la'haysha'isa olog na'cheirim sa'yilun ha'seyam. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings punishment, it's either to stop us from doing it, or minimally to warn somebody else from doing it. Punishment in itself is not virtuous. And he puts down here a very, very powerful proof. He says, if the right thing is that if somebody sticks out his tongue at me, I should stick out my tongue at him. If he doesn't lend me X, I shouldn't lend him Y. Then why does the Torah ask him to keep in a tira? That's fair. You know, it's only fair. He gave me a punch, I give him a punch. Katera le timna pulos tovos al tetavas yosem. The Torah never stopped us from doing good. The Torah tells us to do good. Umashemona hanekama, from the fact that the Torah told us not to take nekama, anichodon lumoy chenim shas asma. That gives us the understanding that nekama in itself is not a virtue. Umashetu Hashem's bachala ba'amre kel kanev anoykeim. The fact that Hashem's Baruch Hu is called the vengeful God. Einenu mitur ba mitzara nekama ba'atzma, a mitzara tov hanimshach mimeno. It only comes because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no came, that sets the Bria right. The Bria understands that what you did was wrong. So it's not the Kama in its own right that's good, but the Kama in its utilitarian sense, that people can learn from it or whatever. It's not possible that somebody who is good should do anything that is wrong, that is bad b'saratzma. Al mashen shemani yovel tachas tov. It all goes for a good. So generally speaking, we have one or two possible ways of understanding onesh, either to help him attacking the person or to have other people stay away from it. Okay, the next piece is a piece from the Torah Samincha, also on the subject of Yesuda, with a slightly different understanding, going from the person's own perspective. In other words, the pasuk, the point that both are focusing on is the word yaser, which means to inflict pain. That's really the word yisurim, and yaser is to inflict pain. Dava acha. It says the pasuk in Mishlei that any time a person has a difficult event, something good comes out of it. And we're talking about the type of suffering the person has that creates angst and worry and pain. So the word etzev means when a person is affected by something emotionally, he sort of feels down or some emotional reaction to the pain. Va'amma, sheyesh la'odom l'smach b'yisurin kamava. Person should be makabel ba'ava yisurin. Ki b'chol tzar v'daiga, sheyesh la'odom yeshem yisur v'revach. Every worry and every pain that a person has, he gains something. Why? Im him boy machmas avon. If they come to zaveris, yeshav ve'avachshem imarkin avinay sablan akoyisay l'tarim tomasay shetim anashri tzchayim abo. So it cleans him of his averis. Im eilu avon. If he has no averis, v'yiduashim yisurim shel ava. These are yisurim shel ahava. V'sheina kashrus miyaseh loy avon tzadikim. Kashrus miyaseh tzadikim. Like it says the pasuk, "Kes Yoav Hashem Yochiach, Hashem Tzar Gifun Rosha Vayev Chomer Son Enafshoi." Klema, the Rosha gets Tzar Oinshem because he's Sona also, and that's why it's the other way. Sorry, and because he's Sona, the Rosh, he doesn't give him the Tzar in this world. Michlo Shat Tzadik Shuboich Meisimrei Vavosov Bochno. V'zeshem Razal Komish Kesfor Chomtsu Dakviser. So the first thing is, he puts down as a point that there is a concept of Yisurim Shel Ava. Now, Yisurim Shel Ava is a Gemara, but understanding what it means, Yisurim Shel Ava, is Yisurim in its own right something that's positive? Is it something that you can say this is good for you or not? There are a lot of different approaches. Torah Simcha says yes, but I'll explain why. B'efshe lincholom haba elo b'yisurim. So he says like this. this is how he explains Yisurim Shel Ahava as follows. A person is naturally attached to his guf and feels very, very strong about his guf. And everything that's in the guf and shayach to the guf and so on and so forth, a person feels very, very positive about. And that is something that prevents him really from Chaya Olam Haba. You know, it's as much as Chaya Olam Haba is a ruchnistika world, people who are very, very into the Gashmias don't have an easy time connecting that world. And a person is not a Ben Olam Haba if it's the stake and the beer that he's looking forward to. It just doesn't work. Now, as a person suffers, and he says, Shataiva Tichahe Ziva Seichel, Taiva tends to dim the light of the mind and to extinguish the candle of the neshama. But by Yisurin, Metishon Kerach Taiva, Yisurin tend to weaken Taiva. Becholshos HaTaiva Yisamitz HaSeichel V'tizchazik HaNeshama L'soy Nasman HaZuchis. And as the Taiva weakens, the Seichel strengthens. So just like a person, older people, they suffer from all sorts of pains and aches and stuff, and their appetite is diminished, and it brings out a nobler, finer side of the person, because once the person is not getting his enjoyment from the physical, so he naturally turns more to the neshama. So it's a way of driving the person to try and to get his chiyus from the ruchnius rather than from the gashmius. So yisurim is a process that ennobles a person by taking away his cheshik for gashmius, and thereby the person becomes more to ruchnius. V'zeh sham chazal sholosh matan tezon kashpar yisrael v'kulom le'nosen oisom al de yisurim. Kashpar who gave kal yisrael three matanis, they all came through yisurim. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Chaylom Haba. Torah, Dechsir, and we see, for instance, let's take a contemporary example. Kids that are very, very indulged, kids that are sort of soaking in a schmaltz pit, in the fat of the land, it's very, very hard to teach them values in a fundamental way. They're not going to be bad kids, they're not going to kill other kids, but the idea to give, to do, giving of oneself, all sorts of midas tovos, patience, all those midas tovos don't come easily because the kid is too attached to all the enjoyments that he has. If a kid draws back from that, or a kid living a more sober lifestyle, then values become possibly a significant part of it. It is, no matter how you cut it, for a child to have a sense that he's indulging and he has a lot, and his physical whims and needs, and not needs, but his physical cravings, desires, and fantasies are catered to, you're not going to have an easy time lighting up the ruchnisha boy. You find a lot of times kids who do have a good in them, they'll draw back, they'll move out, and they'll want to be like a very sparse and aesthetic setting, and they'll feel very good about it because they don't have a very hard time sort of having a sense of their values and spirituality when they're in a very physical setting that's sort of drawing them in. It's instinctive. So Chazal said there are three matanis that you have only through Yisurim. Torah and Yisrael Chaylam Haba. Torah says Asher Yosef and Kovda Salam Deno. Learning Torah requires a certain simplicity of lifestyle. It's not only because you don't make money learning and that's why you need to do it, but it's just that the interest in Ruchnius happens when the person is less steeped in Olam Hazeh. So Eretz Yisrael is also, and that's a very interesting, you know, we think that the Mile of Eretz Yisrael is described by how wonderful the Gashmis is. Besides this being a few questions on that topic, the real issue is that's not the Mile of Eretz Yisrael. There's a beautiful Netziv. Netziv was a big quote-unquote Zionist, and, you know, whatever they call that in his days. And he says about Eretz Yisrael, it says, Ki toiva Eretz ma'oid ma'oid, that Eretz Yisrael is a very good land. He says, why is it, what's the very, very good land of Eretz Yisrael? Like, it's good, it's great. What's the very, you know, like ma'od ma'od? So he says that in all countries, the nature of the countries are, because they're good and the land is fat, people tend to become very megushim. They get very drawn into it, and their ruchnius does not develop. Eretz Yisrael as a mila does not let people sink into its gashmis. Eretz Yisrael has everything you need. Eretz Yisrael is one place to live, but it doesn't overwhelm you. It's like it used to be a long time ago. I remember a fancy meal or a meal at an expensive place was a place where you walked out and you felt that you were a stuffed goose ready to be shechted. Like, you know, if you couldn't pick yourself up off the table, that was considered to be high class fine meal, so on and so forth. And at some point it changed, and a fancy meal sort of was delightful, but it left you, it didn't leave you feeling as if you need a truck to tow you away. That you know, people began to realize it's not a pleasant feeling when you're just overwhelmed by the gashmi. So Eretz Yisrael also doesn't have that. Chaylom haber sivadar chayin techeches musa. Vehisket Torah v'etzolom olam haba. Shebe'elu ha'shnayim yikne da'as u'bina v'haskel ha'kibari. Torah v'yadua hu ki ha'chochma v'amarad as Hashem. Gam Eretz Yisrael d'v'etzol machkim. V'oit she'aretz ha'shbocham chalker nachla. So we have here Yisurim as a way of refining a person and making him shayach to these matanas. And that's why they were given through Yisurim. Because Yisurim help a person realize that. It quiets down the craving of the taiva and the fire of the passions. In Cain, there's a Yisurim God le Yisurim. I want to add another knach over here. We saw that the Gemara is Gimel Matanis Toivis Nasakash Baruch Hu. If a person works very hard to pick up $1,000, he works many hours to earn $1,000, so the sweat he put in, the effort he put in, gives him the appreciation for $1,000. If a person gets a gift, he's lacking that appreciation. That's why it's easy for him to be mezalzel in it, not to appreciate it. Yisurim is another way. So let's say one person worked hard for $1,000. One person got a lot of bizyonis. He was collecting, got a lot of bizyonis, but got $1,000. So that becomes sort of his ruchnius for it. And that's how he feels it. So he says, and then he adds, the person has to be covered me'ava. The person says, if 5 seconds of pleasure is not so what. If a person is not covered me'ava, but he rebels against it, he's upset with it. So then it becomes counterproductive. Worries and troubles and sorrows take away Ruach HaKodesh from a person. I once heard a very good Haggadah from a friend of mine. They're speaking about children and children having what they need, not having what they need, and so on. And my friend said the following Haggadah. He said, no child suffers from being an ani, but they suffer terribly from being an evyon. An ani means somebody who's poor doesn't have, an evyon means somebody who craves for something. But if the child has less shmatas and less shmatzas, that's not a problem. But when a child wants something that he can't have, that creates a certain tzar. So for us, whatever yisurim we have, those things a person needs to be mekabel with understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me this life path in order to get the best out of me. And, you know, the simplicity of it, the even the little bit tzar, those are things that drive me towards ruchnius. And then he finishes, he says, Zer sha'amru, yochel afilu shalai kibla me'ava, tamadloimim tosim ha'shem nafshay, ma'oshem ladas, af yisurin ladas. It's like a carbon that you need to think about it. Rei heichigil atam zisa'inyan. Understand how they got to this point, the Chazal. Ki kashir kablam bedas yusheves, v'yisvoinim ma'atzoich ha'yisurin. When a person thinks into it, he understands why yisurim are needed, Oz your ure enof. That's his. He'll become enlightened. V'yakir emes yachik hasheker. V'im lo yisya asher v'daitoi. But if he's not going to understand it, v'yishtavet al v'lo yisurim, he'll become all flustered and all upset. Nimtza masir maviach v'zeo ach l'masa. So the pasuk is telling you a tremendous yisod in terms of adversity. We don't have to be talking about horrendous adversity, chas v'shalom, but even small deprivations. A person missing this, a person wishing had death, a person is always struggling for this. Person needs to understand, yes, you know, I'll be derech shtadlus, we'll have to do what it takes to make our life normal. But a person needs to understand that at the end of the day, the point of it all, it has a point. And the point of it all is that the person develop an affinity for ruchnius, which many times, if the person is steeped and soaking in gashmistic things, he has no appetite, no sense for ruchnius. As a person has tzar, he draws away a little bit from it, and that's one of the, I mean, I guess in broad strokes, older age tends to come with a certain level of tzar and a certain level of refinement where people, you know, they begin to take less and less stock of the gashmi and say, what's the point of it if I ate potato more, potato less? There was an older man who was in my father's shul, very chashu person actually, but he told my father once, he made a cheshma nefesh, how many tons of potatoes he consumed in his life and how many loaves of bread this. And he asked, you know, like basically, so is that all? Like that was his, but the one thing is the person needs to understand it. He needs to understand the inyan, what it's there, why it's there, and then the person can benefit from it. Let's see one more short piece here. There's a Rebbe of a Chai about Eretz Yisrael. It says Eretz Yisrael is Eretz, Ashaloi b'miskeinos techo b'lechem, it'll be easy to get your bread there, nothing is lacking there, and so on. So Rebbe Chai says, ve'ef shecho od Eretz b'miskeinos techo b'lechem, she'in ha teir achav ne'akasot. It could be that the pasuk is an allusion to wisdom and to Torah, because Torah is called lechem. Torah and Chochma, you need to have the right preparations. Besides preparations, you need to have an appropriate climate. He's talking about physically, he's talking about it in Ruchnius also. In other words, there's something about the quality of Eretz Yisrael that is going to allow a person to learn on a much higher diagonal than Chutz Laretz. I don't think he means it physically here, but it means, you know, there are qualities in countries, and some countries, there's a reason why certain countries bring out the aesthetic sense in a person, and certain countries bring out the military sense in a person, certain countries bring out other things. And Yisrael has a certain affinity for Chachma. There's something about the Avir Da'ara. And that's the Levitzkins of Tech Lechem, is since Lechem is since Torah and Chachma is referred to as Lechem, it means that as well, that Yisrael has in itself a quality that allows for Chachma for Torah. Okay, we'll hold it here.